the entire purpose of the meeting is Ontario came out with an accessibility act that became law in 2016, and every public facility in Ontario, every government facility, any place that the public has access to has to meet certain standards to allow for wheelchairs and accessibility for the disabled. So that was the genesis of the entire project. They've given everywhere in Ontario till 2025 to meet these standards. So what that means for the Own Sound Legion is, even though we are currently able to be accessible to a limit, those limits do not meet the new standards for door widths, accessibility washrooms, height of bars, that sort of thing. So that's going to require a substantial change in the building as far as pathways, doorways, bar heights, accessible washrooms. And in order to do that, that's going to mean having to spend a large amount of money. In order to do that with the Royal Canadian Legion, we have to have what's called a special general meeting to inform our membership of what has to be done, the costs involved, and also the any accessibility grants or anything that we can apply for to try and help offset that cost. So the purpose for this meeting, which is going to be on Thursday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. in the Memorial Auditorium, is to bring our membership up to speed, and it requires a vote to get their permission to proceed to get these changes implemented. So that's the whole purpose of having this special meeting on Thursday.
Now, is this meeting open to the public?
No, this meeting is for members only. The reason being is because, according to Legion bylaw, we have to have the membership's permission in order to proceed with any of these kinds of changes to the building. So what the membership will do is take a vote whether or not to allow the executive to proceed, and then the next step after that is we have to then go to Ontario Command and also get their permission to proceed with any of these changes.
We're with Ed Yates, president of Royal Canadian Legion Branch Number 6 in Owen Sound. Paul and I were talking about this off air, Ed. We think the Legion is entirely accessible. Do you have difficulties accommodating everybody?
No, not really at the moment. It's more so that, for example, our doorways, the new law is going to be they have to be 36 inches wide. Our doorways are currently about 33 inches wide, so we are very close to the way it is, the way it's supposed to be, but we're not there, and the purpose of the law is we have to be there. As far as the accessible washroom goes, we currently do not have an accessible washroom in the auditorium, for example, so for that building to actually be rented as a sealed off separate unit, it is going to have an accessible washroom put in it.
Are any idea or any estimates on how much all this is going to cost?
We do currently have an estimate. Unfortunately, at this point in time, I can't share it until we actually have that special general meeting and our membership's informed of it. Okay. It is a substantial amount of money.
Ed, let me ask you this. You've sent out information. I'm sure you've emailed. You've mailed. What's been the reaction? Do you have a sense? Do you have a feedback of how your meeting will go on Thursday?
So far, from anybody I've talked to, and we've mentioned it in our general meetings leading up to this point, is everyone's of the opinion that because it is Ontario law, it's pretty difficult to vote down and say you're not going to do it. It's more just a matter of we're going to have to try our very best to come up with the funding through grants and whatnot to try and offset the actual cost to our branch.
So if you're a member of the Owen Sound Legion, you would it'd be a good idea to attend that meeting Thursday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. start time?
Yes. Yep, 7 p.m. in the auditorium.
Ed, thanks for this. Really appreciate it, and all the best, and keep Paul and I up to date on what's transpiring.
Absolutely, will do, and thank you very much for your interest.